The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome into Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty. We hope you're having a fantastic weekend, and we've got a lot to discuss. And joining me tonight, my good friends, DP Sidhu, Mark Vandermeer, both of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV. We're going to get into it, I promise. You just sit tight as well. But first, we got to get some quick hits out of the way and recap the week that was in Houston Texans football. Well, the good guys fall on Thursday night to the Indianapolis Colts, and that means their record is now 1-4. Sounds bad, but Bill O'Brien emphasizes this is a long, long season.
I think there's a lot of season left. Give the Colts credit. They did a better job than us tonight, but I think there's a lot left to play for, no question about it.
Brian Hoyer entered the game in the second quarter and did some nice things, kept it close, throws the pick at the end so it doesn't end well. But he, too, echoed O'Brien's thoughts.
I don't think, for me, I think I still believe in my teammates, and it's a long season. There's 11 games left.
Now, the play of the game and maybe even the season was the Jalen Strong reception for a touchdown at the end of the first half. You could call it a Jail Mary, you could call it a Hoyer Mary, but whatever it was, Strong took us through it after the game.
Just Hail Mary, Hoyer threw it up there, and I just boxed everybody out and went up and made the play.
All right, so now we're back, and we got DP Sidhu and Mark Vandermeer. Let's start with you, Mark. You called the game. This was probably one of the tougher ones in your history of having to call Texans games.
You know, I think so, Drew. This was a real painful one, considering everything that was on the line. You had a chance to get your season started again, tie with the Colts for first in the AFC South, have a game against them. Instead, the Colts are now 3-0 in the division, kind of sailing away early. I'm not saying it's impossible to catch them, but the way the Texans are playing right now, you wonder, can they catch them? Can they really get back to 500 at this point? Because they have so many things to correct as they head to Jacksonville a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, there is a little bit of positives to take from this, right? That you can't see them so early in the aftermath, but it's not all bad, is it?
It's not all bad, although it was a loss and it was a tough one to Indy. But you know, there's a lot of season left, and that's what O'Brien and a lot of the players echoed, that they still have the rest of the season and they want to get their mistakes corrected. We saw some nice things even from Ryan Mallett on that first drive, but unfortunately ended in a turnover in the red zone. And Brian Hoyer, of course, did some good things as well with four scoring drives in the game. And if it weren't for that last throw, who knows, things might have ended very differently.
Yeah, I think that when you saw the offense really come to life under Hoyer, and again, Mallett did get off to a decent start, but that pick off the hands of Foster, you know what happened after that. The offense with Arian looked good for much of the night, but the defense, opening drive, third quarter, well, they allow the touchdown to put it back up by 10, and then the offense responds again, and then you fall behind by 10 again. The defense, to me, is the most shocking thing of this whole 1-4 start.
It's really peculiar because it's been a swing from each of the last 2 years, from 13 to 14, big swing in the turnover differential direction, and now it's swung back.
And the Colts have allowed the most turnovers of any team in the league, and yet the Texans were not able to capitalize on that Thursday night. It's really surprising why last year they led the league and set franchise records in forcing turnovers, and this year they just aren't coming as quickly as they were last year.
Yeah, coming into this game, the Colts were 32nd, the Texans were 31st as far as turnover differential. Yeah. Those numbers basically stay the same.
Well, you know, the Colts took care of the football. Matt Hasselbeck looked really good, and they had a great game plan, kind of those mini rollouts to keep away from the pass rush of Houston, running the ball with Frank Gore up the middle on occasion. I mean, that really hurt to see that happen against this defense, which looks so good on paper coming into the season, but has yet to shine. But, yeah, I think turnovers are a huge part of the story here, Drew. -8 now in the turnover margin. and only two takeaways on the year. That's unthinkable for this defense, the way we projected they would be. And I'm not saying it's over, but it's very hard to reverse these kinds of things. We saw that 2 years ago. I know it's a different regime and a lot of different guys, but they got to find a way to do it and do it fast.
Yeah, because it hurts. One of the things you started to do well, the Texans were able to run the ball a little bit at the outset of the game against the Colts, and then the turnovers just wipe that away and keep that from being prolonged.
Yeah, and I think they kind of got away from that. Again, the game, you know, once it turns into a two-score lead for the opponent, they kind of get away from the running game. But Foster was so good receiving the football. You see what a dynamic weapon he really is. Hopkins was outstanding, had a career day. It was phenomenal to see that. But, again, they couldn't keep pace with what the Colts were doing with their offense.
Okay, we've got a lot to get into, and we are going to go with John Harrison just a little bit to go into the X's and O's with the Telestrator. But coming up next, we're taking a deep dive into the quarterback position. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points is back in a flash.